This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zins, Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
Miami RW says, oh, I believe most of the fan base wants to keep Tua and build around him. The portion of the fan base that wants Watson is small but louder. What percentage of fan base would you say is behind Tua? Miami, I want to say it's less than 50% because they've been polluted, you know? So there's a lot of people that aren't thinking. They're just sheep and just following. Tua's not the problem, dude. Tua's fine. You know, if you actually built around Tua, you'd be all right. But you haven't. You can't build a line. You can't build a running game. You can't get reliable receivers. I mean, what do you want the kid to do? So Tua's not the problem. There's a lot of problems on this team. Tua's not one of them, man. But he has become one of them. And what does it say about the organization that they want to acquire a person like Deshaun Watson? I mean, they must be convinced that these are 22 gold diggers. And I'm not trying to, you know, make light of their allegations and whatever horror they may have gone through or assault that they may have suffered. Okay. I'm not trying to do that, but this is what this is the impression you're leaving me. That if you're so convinced, but then again, look at the team. So what would you know? You know what I'm saying? The team's a disaster. They can't win. They can't coach for anything. So I can't even trust them if they think they have intel that says Watson will be all right. You're going to trust them? I still think this is Houston going, this is our last chance before we have to play Russian roulette. If we don't trade him now, we don't know what the offseason holds. And if he's guilty, we're screwed. If he's innocent, well, then we got a chance to make more. To bring it back to crypto again, it's those of us holding Shiba, right? And you don't know when to get off the gravy train. Because right now, if you bought Shiba, you know, a couple months ago, like I did, and you're where you're at now, you're making a little cash. You can pay a couple of bills. I mean, you're not going to get rich or anything. But do you hold on and wait for down the line when you can get even more is the question? Or maybe you get more. Maybe it goes back down again. You don't know. So you don't know when to get off the gravy train. Kind of the same thing. Houston doesn't know when to get off the gravy train. So they want to get off now because they don't want to take the chance later. Let someone else take the responsibility of trading for them, trading for the problems, and then await for the resolution. Dolphins luck, he'll be found guilty. He'll have to go to jail. And then when he gets out of jail, he'll have to serve suspension for I don't know how long. And then he's eligible and he's about 35.